The Sinn Féin have been getting on about this as well, haven't they? They've said that the Our Time, Our Place campaign is not working, and the, Phil Flanagan, the Sinn Féin MLA, is with us this morning as well. Morning to you, Phil. Morning, Phil. Phil's dropped off.
Morning, Stephen. Still here, sorry.
There you are. Okay. Alistair, what do you think? Our Time, Our Place isn't working?
Well, I mean, it's only August in 2012, so all the figures, of course, aren't available at this time, so it's much too early to say whether or not it's had a massive impact. I would say two things to you. First of all, in relation to Phil Flanagan, I really wonder at times whether he wants tourists to come to Northern Ireland. This week he's giving off about the Northern Ireland tourism industry. Last week he was getting upset about a sign welcoming tourists to Northern Ireland. Before that, in the Assembly, he told us that that visitors couldn't find anything to do for a week in Northern Ireland, so I really must wonder whether or not he wants people to come here.
Let's let him reply to that.
Well, I suppose even what you see here is Alistair Ross trying to make up excuses why he's not going to have to talk about the NI 2012 campaign, but I'm more than happy to stand over those two points. People in border communities don't want these signs welcoming people to Northern Ireland. We've had this discussion last week when you were away.
Hold on a minute. They don't... Well, I'm here now and I want to hear this. Right. Why on earth would you not want signs welcoming someone to Northern Ireland?
Well, Stephen, I think the... If you go onto your website, you'll clearly be able to see the reaction that was there. People in border communities don't want to see these signs. They were clearly put up to agitate people. They serve no purpose at all. Whilst Danny Kennedy and many unionists have tried to put forward the argument.
Welcome to Northern Ireland agitates you?
Of course it does, Stephen, because we reject the fact that this state should exist. And this NI 2012 campaign.
And there you have it, Stephen. That's what the concern from Sinn Féin is.
I thought you agreed to the issue of majority consent.
We do, Stephen, but
welcome to Northern Ireland agitates you to the point where you think these people... You can't live together with people that actually enjoy Northern Ireland. Welcome to Northern Ireland, you want ban?
Stephen, we're backtracking here, going to signs, which we discussed last week.
I wasn't here. I wasn't here.
I understand. You weren't here.
But I'm here now, Phil.
Well,
let's talk about it now. Welcome to Northern Ireland is unacceptable to Sinn Féin, is it?
It's unacceptable to most people in border communities, the majority of whom don't actually want to see the border remain. Most people in border communities want to see an end to the unnatural partition of our country.
But what about where we are now, today? The present state of affairs, where the majority of people living in Northern Ireland wanted to remain so, part of the United Kingdom.
What's telling you that, Stephen?
You don't accept that?
When was the last time there was a poll carried out?
I don't know.
There hasn't been one that was actually accepted by the whole community. We're clearly seeking a border poll to be carried out as soon as possible.
But until that would happen, or unless that would happen, Sinn Féin want Welcome to Northern Ireland removed. Is that right?
Well, Stephen, what purpose do these signs...
Is that right?
Yes, because these signs don't have any purpose. They're only there as a political project of a unionist minister who immediately, one of the first things he did when he went into office was to backtrack on a proposal to have bilingual or trilingual signs, which would have included Irish and Ulster Scots. That's something he said was a waste of money and it's not something he could do, but he was more than happy to go and put these signs up without consulting with local people, with local councils or with the tourist board, who in 2004 said that these signs would not be welcomed and should not be pursued, that the signs would be divisive and contentious.
So in other words, Alistair Ross, it's divisive.
Well, it's not divisive. I would welcome people to Northern Ireland no matter where they come from, and I think the most sensible people would. You know, Phil can have his wee snipes about NI in the 2012 campaign. His colleague Barry McAuliffe gives off about sat-navs, including the border. You know, back in the real world, the NI 2012 campaign is about three things. First of all, it's about civic pride. And you know, anybody who watched the golf last night and Rory win his second major, anybody who watched the five Olympians from Northern Ireland either competing for Team GB, NI or Team Ireland would have had that civic pride. When you watch the Ulster rugby team, the Heineken Cup final, you know, it's about being proud to be from Northern Ireland, about proud to have what we have to offer tourists. And that's the first thing. The second thing is about building momentum. You know,
actually, Alistair, civic pride is fifth on the list.
It happens in a much longer time than just overnight. So it's about building momentum for the future. And we've had a fantastic start to the Titanic building with 350,000 people through the door. Giant's Causeway had 90,000 people in its first month, up to about 116,000 now. The Irish Open had 130,000 people here. And that's been a fantastic start. It's about building momentum on that. And the third and final thing is it's about changing global perceptions of Northern Ireland for far too long. people have had negative connotations about Northern Ireland. We've seen negative press coverage internationally, and it's about changing that. And last year with the MTV Music Awards, £10 million local economy from that. But more importantly, it changed the global perception of what Northern Ireland is, what Belfast is, to a much more positive outlook.
But Alistair Ross...
And next year we'll build on that with the Police and Fire Games, the UK City of Culture.
But Alistair...
So it's about changing what tourists see Northern Ireland and wanting to come
But
here.
For those people...
I would rather have Sinn Féin get behind that, like the wider community have, rather than always being negative and being pessimistic about everything and trying to underdo everything just simply because it says Northern Ireland or because it has NI in the title of the...
For those people in the nationalist community, Alistair, for those who do find it offensive, how can you reach out to them?
Well, everybody will benefit from increased tourism in Northern Ireland, whether you're unionist, nationalist or anything else. And that's the simple fact. Tourism is one of our most important sectors in Northern Ireland. Businesses will benefit from it. Ordinary tourist providers will benefit from it. So everybody will benefit from getting more
but
people.
How does the island of Ireland, Alistair Ross, need three separate tourist bodies for the one island?
Well, I think the important thing is for too long, Ireland was marketed as one single entity, and Northern Ireland lost out to that. So since devolution came back, it's all about giving standout to Northern Ireland to make sure that when tourists do come to the island, that they come to Northern Ireland rather than just staying in Dublin. And for too long, tourists would go to Dublin and they'd do a day trip up to Northern Ireland where they would simply go up the Giant's Causeway and come back down again. If we can market Northern Ireland separately to that, more likely we're seeing an increased number of people who are going to Belfast, but basing themselves in Belfast for 2 or 3 days and travelling up to the North Coast, travelling down to Fermanagh, and that is much better for our tourism product because people will stay here longer and spend more money here.
Phil Flanagan, we're only in August. Is it not dangerous for one of the major parties in Northern Ireland, in other words, Sinn Féin, this massive campaign, Our Time, Our Place, which has cost significant amounts of money to promote, is it not dangerous for part of the Northern Ireland executive to say it's rubbish? It's not working.
Stephen, I didn't say it was rubbish. I said it wasn't delivering. Well, £4.7 million has been set aside for this NI 2012 campaign, but the only thing that it has delivered is increased civic pride. There's no question that people are much prouder of where they come from, and people are rowing in behind.
What about the 300,000-odd people that have gone to the Titanic Centre?
How many of them are actually from the north in the first place, Stephen?
Well, 67% of them are from outside of Northern Ireland, so that argument is...
Hold on a minute. The NI 2012 campaign, if you go and look at the Tourist Board's website, the purpose of it is to bring in 150,000 additional visitors and £24 million of additional revenue in 2012. So far in 2012, instead of getting an additional revenue of £24 million, we're actually £20 million behind on where we were last year.
You don't have any... You don't have the final figures for 2012.
No, I don't have the figures for the first half.
You're making it up.
No, I'm actually going...
No, you need to wait until all the figures are available.
The
number of people we have had through the door of Titanic from outside of Northern Ireland, the number of people who have come to the Giant's Causeway from outside of Northern Ireland, the amount of global attention we've had in the Irish Open and the positivity from that, you know, this stuff is great for Northern Ireland. It's time that Phil got behind it and supported it and showed a bit of pride in where he comes from rather than always trying to talk it down. I think that people are getting fed up of everybody talking down Northern Ireland. It's our time to shine.
Well, let's give him a bit of space to reply to that.
Time to build on it.
Stephen, I'm not talking anything there. I'm being realistic and trying to identify in time that this thing's not working, that it needs to be changed.
Phil told the Assembly that
people
couldn't
spend on
his own constituency.
Hold on, let him finish.
You know, an awful lot of visitors do come to the island of Ireland. Visitor numbers to the south are flat on last year. They haven't went down by any significant number, but they're down by 5% for the first half of 2012 compared with 2011. And they're based on figures that have been released by Dette. It's very convenient that the only figures the media picked up on last week was in hotel occupancy, which is actually up. But I don't know whether the media didn't get the figures saying the 5% drop or and a 16% drop in expenditure or whether it was conveniently left out to suit some sort of agenda. But the fact of the matter is, NI 2012 is not working. If it's working, it's working for urban areas and nowhere else. And to be fair...
So that's part of Sinn Féin's failure then?
It's not, Stephen, because...
Colleagues were supportive of it in the executive.
Well, of course we're supportive of it. We'll give anything a go that'll work.
Like
but
morning.
What I'm saying is this.
So it's part
working.
Of your failure?
It's not part of our failure at all, Stephen. This is...
Aren't you not part...
The NI 20...
So you're not part of the executive, Sinn Féin, all of a sudden distances...
That, Stephen.
Well
Stephen,
it's there. It's therefore campaign. Part... Listen, you see when something's good is happening in Northern Ireland, Phil Flanagan, and you take credit for it, and Sinn Féin take credit for it, then if your thesis is that this is not working, you are part of the Northern Ireland executive. If it's not working, it's part of your failure, mister.
Well, Stephen, to be fair, I'm a member of the Assembly, not the executive, but I understand the point that you're making. But the NI 2012 campaign is something...
Talking about Sinn Féin.
I
know
you are.
It is part of Sinn Féin's failure.
Stephen, the NI 2012 campaign is something that's been taken forward by the Tourist Board, not by the executive.
So Sinn Féin does not support Northern Ireland 2012, is that right?
I never said that, Stephen.
What do they or don't they?
Working. Of course we do.
So it's your failure.
But it's not working. So it needs to be changed. Instead of us waiting till the end of the year and realising, oh wait, that campaign didn't work, we're completely off the figures and the targets that were set in place. I think it's better to identify that halfway through the year than waiting until the middle of next year by going, oh, we didn't hear that. But tourism figures in the north are badly down on last year, but in the south, they're flat. But when visitors come to Ireland, they can clearly see the disjointed approach between Fáilte Ireland and the Tourist Board, particularly the confusion and competing nature of the websites, both Discover Ireland and Discover Northern Ireland. Tourists want a seamless and quality experience. They don't need nor understand the confusing and separate tourist infrastructure. When somebody comes to look for a hotel in Fermanagh and then wants to move to Cavan to book a hotel, they need to go to a separate website. That makes no sense. There's no need for all this duplication within the public sector. We need to end this confusion and competition. It's duplication of provision, and it's bad for the tourist industry, and it's bad for tourists.
Well, I mean, Stephen, it's quite bizarre to hear him saying he supports Northern Ireland 2012 and then has done nothing but slag it off the entire time he's been on the radio. You would expect me to say that Northern Ireland 2012 campaign is working and that the global perceptions are changing, and that's all very positive.
There's the proof.
But don't just take my word for it. You know, if you look at companies such as TripAdvisor, which is now rating Belfast one of the top six destinations in the UK, you have National Geographic Traveller magazine, which is rating Northern Ireland as one of the best destinations for 2012. It's the tourism sector. It's tourism journalists from right around the world who are saying about what a great place Northern Ireland is to visit. I think that's a positive thing, and I would much rather tourists come to Northern Ireland than have the sort of marketing idea that Phil has, which is market everything in together, and we'll probably lose up most of those tourists to Dublin. I would rather have Northern Ireland marketed separately, give it standout, show what we have to offer, and be positive about what we have to offer Northern Ireland, and be proud of being from Northern Ireland.
Let me be clear, Stephen. I'm not saying that we run around the world and advertise the island of Ireland as what the DUP have claimed as some notion of people running about as leprechauns and donkeys.
I haven't said that.
Well, that's what your party colleagues said at one stage.
Let's talk about what
I'm not arguing that we go and market the island of Ireland as a separate and a single entity, because what you see across the island of Ireland is very different. What happens in the northwest of Ireland is very different than what happens in Belfast. If we're going to be promoting Belfast, it needs to be promoted as Belfast, not as the entire north. Because I know, as somebody who represents Fermanagh, what happens in my county is not reflective of what happens in Fermanagh. And any benefits that go into Belfast in terms of the tourist industry don't make their way down to Fermanagh. People that go to the Titanic building and then make their way on up to the Giant's Causeway, very few of them come on down to Fermanagh. If we're going to be marketing Ireland as a tourist destination, it needs to be marketed in separate regions. But the six counties in the north is not working as a region. It's delivering for certain parts of it, and it's the same parts that the old Stormont estate always delivered for. Parts of East Belfast, parts of North Down and the North Coast. Other areas, particularly along the border, have been completely neglected. And the figures that I highlighted for both capital investment and for funding events along the border corridor completely highlights that fact.
Here's Bob in Carrickfergus. Morning to you, Bob.
Good morning, Stephen. Phil Flanagan, I think I've just left these way back 25 years, but I'm in Fermanagh every weekend, and I would be in the town, and I see Germans, I see Dutch, I see different people. So maybe he's out in the fields or something, is he?
Well, why don't you speak to him?
Phil.
Hello.
Phil, I'm in Fermanagh every weekend, and I see Dutch people, I see German people, and all over the place. I don't know where you're coming from. Do you ever go into the town at all?
I'm never out of Fermanagh, but I'm not basing this on walking up and down the street and talking to people. I'm basing this on statistics that have been provided by the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Investment, a department that Alistair actually works in. This isn't based on my perception that there are fewer tourists here. It's actually concrete evidence showing that there are 5% less overseas visitors to the north this year than compared with the first half of last year.
Yeah, but that's got to do with currency. It's got to do with currency. People not coming. Germans not coming, sterling against your currency. That's what it's got to do with. It's nothing to do because they don't want to come to Northern Ireland.
Yeah, and Phil is also being a little bit selective in terms of the figures he's using, just as he wanted to ignore the positive room rate or room sales figures that went out. You know, there's also been an increase in tourism coming from not only North America, but also from other countries outside of the UK, outside of North America, and that has gone up to somewhere in the region of 28%. So that, again, is very positive for Northern Ireland as well.
Here's Stephen in Antrim. Morning, Stephen.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I think Phil is beginning to get a bit of a picture about his imbalance. You know, I think that there are more people in Fermanagh, you know, his home constituency, who would be supportive of border signs and tourism in Fermanagh. It might be helpful to remind Phil that his MP was elected on a 4-vote margin, the lowest in the United Kingdom.
OK, Stephen, thank you. Christine and Armagh. Morning, Christine.
Morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Christine.
It's throwing bricks at the radio here, but it's better than throwing stones outside, you know. But it's complaining, yapping, bully boy tactics, hurry, hurry, railroading. And I mean, there's no wonder there's so much unemployment for young people and hopelessness and suicide. If they turned the radio on, if they had nothing to listen to.
You're going a bit...
And hopelessness on a Monday morning. And they hear this arguing, constant bickering. Surely there's different ways. And I know it's...
Well, you've got a positive result,
but
Christine, you've got an MLA here saying that a campaign isn't working. That's all he's doing.
Right?
All he's doing is saying a campaign is not working.
What campaign? For to Northern Ireland 2012?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it is. I was up there last week. I had reason to go up to Belfast, and I went down to the Titanic Quarter. I could see that there were like German or Nordic visitors. There were Japanese taking photographs. There was all this, and I thought it was fantastic. It's just gently, gently, and just one bit at a time, and there's no big stampede necessary for any one of us or anywhere.
Christine, thank
and
you.
Also,
here's Alan Belfast. Thank you, Christine.
Just a minute.
Very quickly, very quickly.
Just a wee minute.
Hello,
everybody's
Steve.
Asking for money, and there's enough resources at lying at every back door and holding the hedge in this country to last us another eternity.
Go on, Alan.
Hello, Stephen. We're listening to two MLAs argue and fight about nothing today. But 120,000 people or over 160,000...
It's not nothing, Alan. It's a major campaign for this country, and it's either working or it's not. It's a massive campaign. It's not nothing.
That's right, Stephen. And the major campaign brought 164,000 people to Port Rush during the Irish Open. Look, we've got salmon rivers that we could bring people in to fish. Their MLAs are unwilling to stop the boats taking the fish out.